One of Dartmoor's most colourful and most recent legends concerns the hairy hands, which are likely to seize the steering wheel of your car or bike as you travel the stretch of road from the Two Bridges Hotel to Postbridge. Filmmaker Ashley Thorpe is the director of a short film in which the hairy hands wreak terrible revenge on a solitary motorist.
In 1921, there was a doctor called Dr. Helby, who was one of the doctors up at Dartmoor Prison, and he was returning from work in a motorbike and sidecar with his two daughters, and something happened and he couldn't steer his bike suddenly, and they crashed and he died. But his daughters that survived him said that shortly before that they went careering off of the road, that they'd seen something gripping the handlebars and that forced him off
well,
the road.
Well, now, do you believe the story of the hairy hands?
Do I believe it? I certainly did when I was a child. Absolutely did. Some evenings we'd get taken out to some lovely little Dartmoor pubs and things. But my mum's always been a big fan of ghost stories and horror stories, and she'd always drum up a conversation about disembodied hands, which was fascinating when I was about sort of 7 or 8, listening to it in the safety of the pub garden. But the second we were back in the car, my eyes were darting round, fearfully looking to my dad's hands on the steering wheel, terrified that any minute something was going to join them and that he wouldn't be able to control the car.
So tell me a bit about the film.
It's an animated short. Its structure is basically a bit of a homage to Hitchcock, in that I use his MacGuffin of somebody stealing money and racing away from the scene of the crime. But in this, he's racing away across Dartmoor. But then you realise that he's picked up some unwanted hitchhikers, and that the hands are inside the car, crawling round, and he doesn't know it. He just gets little glimpses in his rearview mirror.
For me, though, there is no finer chiller set on Dartmoor than the most famous one of all, the Hound of the Baskervilles.
The story itself is immortal, and the thing about it is this marvellous tension between science and the supernatural, which pursued Conan Doyle all of his life.
Owen Dudley Edwards is the general editor of the Oxford Sherlock Holmes series.
We, in the story, are invited to be sceptical, as Holmes himself is. But in fact, it turns out there is a terrible hound, but he is a real hound. One of the creepiest things in The Hound of the Baskervilles is when you hear the hound before you see him, and there is a fear on the part of Watson and Sir Henry Baskerville that it's something real and a ghost. A hound it was, an enormous coal-black hound, but not such a hound as mortal eyes have ever seen. Fire burst from its open mouth, its eyes glowed with a smouldering glare, its muzzle and hackles and dewlap were outlined in flickering flame. Never in the delirious dream of a disordered brain could anything more savage, more appalling, more hellish be conceived than the dark form and savage face which broke upon us out of the wall of fog.